Since Prabhupada disciple was asking him a question about this famous verse of Srimad Bhagavatam. Tulayam alavenapi nasvargam napunarbhava bhagavat sanghi sanghasya vartyanam kivutashisham. He asked him, this verse says, even a fraction of a second association of a devotee of the Lord is far superior even to attaining the heavenly planets or above or anything. There's nothing superior than that. And it can completely vanquish one's material conditioning. So he asked, how is it that such a short fraction of a time, fraction of a second, can have such an influence in the life of someone? And Prabhupada said, this is no miracle. He said, if you have a dry firewood, you put just a small spark of fire, then immediately the whole firewood will be consumed by the blazing fire. Same way, even a fraction of association of a advanced devotee is enough. Can completely consume all material conditions of the individual. So Prabhupada was telling, he himself got very little association of his spiritual master. He said, I met my spiritual master some 15-20 times in my entire life. But that had a very profound effect, Prabhupada said. But the wood should be free from moisture. That is the condition. So Prabhupada indicated the need of the qualifications on the part of his disciples in order for them to fully benefit from the association of the Vaishnava. In the same manner, in the scriptures, there is a very vivid description about the holy name, how even chanting once, the word sakrut is used. Sakrut means only once. Simply by chanting even only once, the Yamaraj or the Yamadutas will not even appear in the dream of a devotee. What to speak of them carrying the devotee to the hell? They will never do that. Such is the potency of the holy name. Just chanting the holy names of Krishna even once can eradicate all one's sinful reactions. Again, chanting the name of Krishna even once, it requires such a qualification as we said earlier. When you find Akrura Guruji, Hastinapura, to study the situation there, he found out that there is a great political turmoil, and always there is a plot against the Pandava children, Pandavas, by the Kauravas. And Kunti was in a very great predicament. So when Akrura went, Kunti spoke to him. How is Lord Krishna? Is he remembering these Pandava children? And then she very profoundly remembered Krishna and started weeping and speaking to Krishna directly. She said, oh Krishna, hey Govinda, hey Super Soul of the universe, you are the protector of everyone. In fact, you are the well-wisher of every living being. Without your good wishes, these Pandava children might have never been protected. So in this way, she started offering prayers to Krishna and speaking to Krishna. And Srila Prabhupada writes there that how Krishna, although was not present in front of Kunti Devi to hear, she was speaking as if Krishna was standing right in front of her and as if she was talking to him. And Prabhupada says she is not a fool, or not she is mistaken in talking to Krishna, because Krishna is present in every atom. He is everywhere. And her speaking to him was very meaningful. Because, as she herself says, Alakshan Sarva Bhutana Antar Bahiravastita. My dear Lord, you are in the heart of every living being. And you are also externally present as Virat Purusha. And there is no place where you are not present. There is no activity that happens in the universe without your knowledge. Everything in the creation moves by your sanction and by your witness and supervision. and you know about each and every living being. So she had the perfect knowledge to see that Krishna is present everywhere. So any living being in any part of the creation can speak to Krishna or chant Krishna's name, and Krishna can hear it. Because Krishna himself says that in the Bhagavad Gita, as well as Brahma says, Goloka Nivasati Akhilatma Bhuto. Lord is residing in Goloka, but he's also there in every atom within this universe. I was observing in the modern times, people, they have this Bluetooth for receiving the mobile calls. They put it in their ears and they keep their mobile in their hips. And while walking in the road, also they keep speaking. Sometimes it appears like as if they are crazy. What is this man talking to himself? I thought that modern times the stress has become so high that people are talking to themselves. That when someone told me they have a Bluetooth, you know, in the ear they have, and so they're talking to someone, they were saying. Anyway, when I saw this, I remembered that if they can talk to somebody else like that, you know, in this creation, just through one material medium, they talk to someone in America, they talk to someone in London, just one small material medium is helping them to talk to somebody so far away. Why can't there be a spiritual medium to talk to Krishna? You know, we'll be talking just like Kunti is talking to herself, Akrura is talking when he is going in the chariot towards Mathura, isn't it? From down to Mathura. Uddhava is overwhelmed with great spiritual emotions when he sees the devotees and is offering prayer to himself. Actually, when these personalities are offering prayers with their mouth, even if no one is present in front of them, Krishna is very much understanding their soft heart. Krishna is very much hearing their plea, and Krishna is appreciating their soft emotions. So, in the material world, people are gossiping about politics and cricket and all kinds of nonsense, business, money, the worldly things. And so even if they're talking to their friend, it is as good as craziness only. Even if they have a mobile, even if they have Bluetooth, it is madness. Whereas when one has firm faith in the holy name of Krishna as a spiritual medium to get connected to Krishna, and when one offers a sincere prayer with this understanding that Krishna is watching everything, actually Krishna can see things far better than us in our own heart. He knows our core sincerity, he knows our truthfulness, he knows whether we are having duplicitousness or non-duplicitousness. He can very, very clearly see. We have very little ability to see ourselves. Our mind is so clouded that neither can we understand the world nor can we understand our own state of heart. But Krishna is so great that he can understand the heart of everyone. Even with a little sincerity, if a soul chants the holy name of Krishna from any part of the universe, any corner of the universe, at any point of time, Lord says, my ears are everywhere. Sarvata Shruti Mandoke, Sarvamavati Krishna. Lord is hearing that holy name. And that faith was there with Kunti Maharani. That is why she was offering the prayer. So, as Prabhupada says, one moment of association of a pure devotee can vanquish all the sins. One chanting of the holy name can surely uplift the conditioned souls and put him at the lotus feet of Krishna. But there is a quality to such chanting. Hare Rama Gopi.